He's genius.
You're late, hurry up.
I'll call the assembly meeting of, what is this, October the 9th, to order at 7 o'clock. And the Pledge of Allegiance will be handled by Assemblyman Privet, and invocation will be handled by Greg Knight.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, we come here humbly and in your name and ask you for your guidance and direction to bless the city and borough of Wrangell at this meeting of the Borough Assembly as they gather to discuss not the sacred, but the secular issues facing our community at this day and time. We also ask that you do this daily as we live our lives in this very special place. We ask you this as our Lord and Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Greg. Okay, we have no community presentation. And I will, next, number two, roll call, please.
Assemblymembers McCloskey.
Here.
Stowe.
Here.
Wiederspoon.
Here.
Stokes.
Here.
Privet.
Here.
And Mayor McConkey.
Here. Amendments to the agenda. Do we have any one that would offer amendments to the agenda? Hearing none, conflict of interest. Anybody with a conflict of interest? Nope. Okay. Item 5, consent agenda.
Your Honor, I'd move that we approve the consent agenda with the items noted with an asterisk, 6A, 7A, 7B, 7C, and 7D.
Do we have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
And Mayor McConkey?
Yes. The next is Borough Manager's Report.
Nothing in addition to the written report that was submitted, other than we received word today from the state that they have formally accepted all of the improvements on Front Street, and they will be waiting for all of the paperwork to be submitted by the contractor for final payment. Mm. And the manager's report is available online on the city's website for public review.
Can we make sure in this process that the subs and the people that are on the bottom end of that, that before we get this paid, that everybody is going to be paid, et cetera, because
to the best extent that we can.
We can,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we can.
Because I still understand there's some people that are held outstanding for a while. And anyway, I just want to make sure.
And it's nice to note that the front Bench Street looks like it's completed a really good job. Is there any questions of the borough manager?
I just like to tell him. I'd like to thank our borough manager for his report. I've been reading it. He had me on a list earlier in the year, and I thought it was very interesting and always put together very good. So
thank you.
Very much. All right, borough clerk's file.
Just a few upcoming dates to remember. We have the code review committee meeting tomorrow evening at 5. We also have the planning and zoning public hearing, a regular meeting at 7. That'll be happening on October the 11th. Everybody, please remember October 13th is sales tax free day. Hospital board meeting at 5:30 in the assembly chambers on the 17th of October. We also have the WCBB meeting at 6:30 on October the 18th. And then absentee voting for the general election, which will occur on November the 6th, will be starting on October 22nd here in the assembly chambers from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. I would, for the election that was held on October 2nd, like to say thank you to the election workers. They did an outstanding job. Also to the employees of Public Works and the Nolan Center staff, they are always most helpful. And there are statistics on the certificate for the election, certification of the election on the website. Also, something that was brought up during the last meeting for conserving paper, I put a little blurb in here, just an effort to conserve paper. My plan is for the assembly agenda packets to make them double-sided for those recipients who are receiving the packets. If you do not want them to be double-sided, please let me know. But my thought is that that'll save at least half of the paper that's printed out. Also, if you do not want to receive a paper packet and you want to receive it on a thumb drive, let me know. I can certainly do that. And also, Manager Rooney and I spoke before, and I think for the manager's report, we are going to start printing just one copy of it and putting it in the lobby, and I'll put a note on that, that if anybody wants a paper copy, they can come and see me and I can print one out. So I think that'll kind of help a little bit too. So, and that is it.
Is there any questions?
You know, if you don't use a lot of paper, we can't cut very many trees. Anyway, that's my only comment.
Oh, right.
That's right.
Okay, let me see. Marion Assembly reports, item 10. Reports from the assembly members. Is there any reports from anyone at all?
I would just like to personally say thank you for all the different folks who served the last go-around, for the long time they spent, the short time they spent, whatever time they spent. It's always hard to serve the public, whether you're on the school board and planning and zoning or sitting on the assembly, that you always take a certain amount of heat from the public because you could have done it differently. And, you know, probably that's true, but that's just not the way it always works. So anyway, I think it's great that anyone is always willing to stand up and stand forward and take the heat. So, and I've always enjoyed it, so it's not really that bad, but a lot of people get pretty concerned about it. And so I appreciate everybody who spent the time. So thank you.
Any other comments from assembly members?
I just have to say, yep, that's true. And this, on our upcoming special on this item 10, we got to thank these people too, very much so,
mm-hmm.
for stepping up.
That's for sure. Yes, and I echo that. I thank everybody who put their name forward to run for any position, whatever it may be, within this community, because it's all volunteer. It's all not easy to do, but it is definitely worthwhile to do. And anybody that puts their name forward to give up a substantial period of their lives, you know, I mean, you take a look at hospital board is 4-year terms, and you know, all of these other appointed committees are 2 to 3 year terms, and assembly 2 to 3 year terms. It's quite a commitment in a lot of ways. So now,
may I say something?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
I've been on this assembly for I don't know how many years, but I've learned to take the heat and still come out thinking, okay, it's all for the people in Wrangell.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, next, city boards and committee appointments. We have a great long list in here, but mm-hmm. we have a great long list of names to match up to each position. So the first thing I will take is the planning and zoning. We have two vacancies for 3-year terms, and we have two people that have come up to the plate, Rudy Briscar and Betty Keegan. Is there any objections to either of those to fill those positions?
Nope.
No.
Okay, so they will be given those positions. For the Parks and Recreation Board, we have two vacancies for 3-year terms. We also have two names. We have Holly Hammer and Timothy B. Burbridge that would like to serve on that board. Is there any objections to either one of those names?
I just have a question on,
yes.
Timothy. I don't know the man or anything, but I understand he's an employee of Parks and Recs.
I was going to ask the same question.
Mm-hmm. How does that work?
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking. Mm-hmm.
There's no prohibition on that. I know Holly, although not specifically employed by the city, works for Parks and Rec as the AmeriCorps person. So we actually have somebody who already sits on that board.
Okay.
That is certainly involved in park activities.
Then I have no objection.
Okay. Is that okay with everybody? All right.
Yes.
So be it. The Wrangell Convention and Visitors Bureau. We have one vacancy for a 3-year term. We also have one name, which is Maria Glentz. I'm not sure that I'm pronouncing that correct. But
Marion.
Marion? Oh, okay. And if there is no objections, I will place her on that board also. Is that okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Thomas Bay Power Authority. We have two names and we have one vacancy. We have Dave Galla and Kippa Valvoda. I would like to place on that board Dave Galla. He has a current member of that board and is quite capable and has been there for a period of time. I would love to go with a person who has the experience. So if there's any objections or anything like that?
No objection.
Nope.
Now, the next is the Economic Development Committee. We have three vacancies for 3-year terms. And we have three people. This is just so great. Jeremy Maxan, Marlene Clark, and Michelle A. Ward. And I would like to place each one of those on that to fill all those vacancies on the Economic Development Committee. Any objection?
No.
Okay. For the Cemetery Committee, we have one vacancy for a 3-year term. We have Kay Larson and Susie Ritchie. The Kay Larson is the incumbent on there. I would like to just leave her there and thank Susie Ritchie for her interest. If there's no objection to that, that will be the way it is. Thank you. And for the Nolan Board, the Nolans and Museum and Civic Center Board, we have three vacancies for 3-year terms, and we also have three names: Beth Comstock, Keen Court, and Michelle A. Ward. And I would like to go ahead and nominate those people to that particular board. No objections?
No objections.
Okay. The next is the election of a vice mayor.
I'd like to move to nominate Bill Privett for the vice mayor.
Is there a seconder?
No seconder.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Bill, you're willing to stand?
Sure.
Okay. Poll vote with.
Assembly members Privett?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
And Mayor McConaughey?
Yes. Okay, now, you will notice there is one empty seat on this, and we need to fill that up. We have not as yet asked for the public to submit letters, although I understand we do have some letters that have come in for both both that empty seat and also for the Port Commission. So I will instruct the borough clerk to send out a notice, have that noticed for letters of interest, and we will nominate those people at the next meeting. That's for both that seat and the empty seat on the Port Commission. Okay? All right. Yes?
Sounds fine.
Pardon? I said, sounds fine.
Okay.
But I expressed my concern that we won't have a full council to do that. I won't be here at that meeting on the 23rd.
And I won't
either. Oh, I'll be out of town.
So we'll have a plan. Yes.
We won't even have a holiday.
Doctor's appointments in June. I've forgotten about until you said
that. We'll be recording.
I leave tomorrow and we'll be back till the 23rd.
Yeah.
Right.
We won't have a quorum.
I won't be here.
We won't have a quorum for the 23rd.
Can we schedule a special?
You can schedule it a couple days after that.
Okay. Let's
you could go to the following Tuesday if you want, the 30th.
That's fine.
Okay, will that work for everybody?
Yep.
Okay, we will schedule that meeting for the 30th. All right.
That'll allow you 2 weeks to advertise as well.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll give the time for everything. Okay. Now.
Okay.
Wow.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Gracious.
Thanks for bringing that to our attention, James.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Is there a time,
Normal.
Normal time, 7 o'clock.
It's just a special meeting, right?
No, it'll be our regular meeting.
But it'll be a special meeting.
A regular meeting at a different time.
Correct, okay, gotcha.
At a special time.
Yeah. Yeah, a regular meeting at a special time.
Okay, gotcha.
That works. Okay. Item 11, persons to be heard. Judy Allen.
I'm Judy Allen. I live at 8 3/4 miles of Movia. I just wanted to add my congratulations to those that have already been spoken for the new members of the assembly, those who are returning, who have served in the past, and also to the new mayor who has served in the mayoral position in the past as well. And also express my appreciation for everyone, as has already been stated, who stepped forward and offered to serve the community. One of the things that is challenging for the community of Wrangell right now is that we seem to have I hate to frame it in the terms of the community being divided, because that has such negative connotations. To me, I think that we can probably gain more going forward if we look at it that we have a lot of people who are maybe more awake than they were in the past, and trying to look more closely at issues than they did in the past. And I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. I think it's probably a good thing. And I think that the way out of that to go forward in the most positive way is for all of us to focus on not what our differences are, but where the common ground lies. Because I think at the end of the day, everybody in this community only wants what's best for Wrangell. And if everyone can keep that in mind, I just think we'll all accomplish more and in a more positive way from here on out.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes. That there is one thing that I neglected to do back in appointing things. We have a new member on our board. Well, I'll call him a returning member on our board. And as I explained to him this afternoon when I was talking to him, he has a lot of bad time to make up. So I asked him to represent us in two different ways, and he has agreed to do that. One is as the liaison to the hospital, and two is to sit on the code review committee.
The mayor come and talk to me about those two positions, and I agreed that I would sit on the as a liaison to the hospital board. I've done this before, mm-hmm. and when I've served the council before, I think that would be a help at this point. And yes, I'll do the other also.
Well, you've always been interested.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so we have that taken care of. My apologies for having it out of order. Unfinished business, we have none. So we will go to item 13, new business. 13A, discussion regarding order denying a request for a hearing issued by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to Cascade Creek LLC.
Your Honor, I move to discuss the order denying a request for rehearing for rehearing issued by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to Cascade Creek LLC.
Second.
Been moved and seconded? Alrighty, let's do some discussion.
Well, under discussion, I'd just like to say that, of course, I've never been a fan of Cascade Creek or whatever their new name is now, but it's obvious to me that through the years, they have not complied with the regulatory requirements from day one, and I think that we need to step back and away from them, and I don't have a problem with them not getting another license to hold up another dam for speculative reasons, which is what that whole program was about. So that's really all I have to say about it. Whether we'll ever see our $250,000, I seriously doubt it, but that's another story for another day, and it's done, it's over with, so we need to move forward with that. But as far as supporting them and trying to do something different, I certainly would hope that we would have better sense than that. That's my only comments.
Anybody else?
I'd like to make my concern there too, also the fact after reading all the information that was provided, that they have pretty much failed to uphold their obligations to move anything forward, and I think it's a shame that we didn't get a movement forward. I think we could have used electricity and power in Southeast Alaska, and I feel it's a real shame, and we may be able to look at that and pursue some kind of something in the future, because I do think that hydro is the number one thing here in Southeast Alaska.
Okay. Anyone else?
I'd like to. I mean, I was never for this at all, and I'd have to say that if something to move forward, I would like it to be something with the state, not a private entity as this is. And that's, if there's any way in the world we can get our money back, we need to really pursue it hard.
That is a good question. I will agree with Bill, we'll probably never ever see it, but is there some avenue that we can pursue that, through all of the things from the past, that you can think of, Tim, that may...
As I communicated 2 weeks ago in the borough manager's report, I have given all of the information to Mr. Blasco, and he's looking at that. Okay. So as soon as I have information back from him on that, I will certainly share it with you all.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, it's kind of a sad situation, and of course, that was another thing of the past, and hopefully we can do something better in the future. You sure can. Yeah.
Dave Jack, Ray Road, or better known as 3.2 miles over the highway.
Okay.
Some time ago, it was about a year and a half ago, we had a workshop on this. Cascade was here, their new CEO. And the biggest, my biggest concerns, and I expressed that, was we were left in the dark. Everybody else seemed to know what was going on, but the community of Wrangell, who gave them $250,000. And it was expressed at that time by the CEO that we would be very well informed. And since that time, I cannot recall seeing anything from Cascade except documents like this from the Corps of Engineers and that, denying them permits. So I don't think they have lived up to any of their agreements in any way, shape, or form. Thank you.
Mr. Jack's accurate. They have the only information we got from them at that meeting, because the reason we had that meeting to begin with was because they were denied last year. They did notify us that they were going to appeal, which they told us that, and then we saw their appeal filed. But we've not heard anything since then, and they did not notify us of FERC's denial. We got that because we're on the automatic list to be notified by FERC. And not a phone call, we've heard nothing. And those that supported it have not communicated either.
All righty.
I'd just like to make one more comment. I think that Cascade has failed in numerous ways, but one of the things that Pam mentioned is she was for strictly a state-run utility, and I'm not totally for that. And the reason being is that if you look around the country, we have AT&T producing power to some of the other communities around, and are doing it in a very efficient manner. So I don't want it to be that we're just looking at one aspect, that, you know, there is private business out there, does furnish it, they do furnish it in different parts of the state, and, you know, it is out there. I just want to acknowledge that it's out there.
Right. And they're reputable.
Yeah, and they're reputable. That's what I don't want us as a community saying that, you know, we don't feel they're reputable.
Right.
Yeah. Because they do, they do a good job in those communities. So, thank you.
Okay. All right. Item 13B, power plant and substation SCADA system upgrades, change order number one to EPS Consulting Engineers Design Build Contract.
Now, Your Honor, I just, for point of order here, I just want to make sure we made a motion and we got a second to discuss. We didn't vote on it, but then we discussed it. Do we have to, is it necessary for us to make a motion, or I mean to vote?
I would say, because it was an action item, that we should.
Okay.
Okay.
We will.
Voting on what?
Go ahead.
And the recommended motion to discuss it.
To discuss. Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
And Mayor McConaughey?
Yes. Okay. Now, item 13B. Power plant and substation SCADA system upgrades, change order number one to EPS Consulting Engineers Design Build Contract. Somebody make a motion, please.
I would make. Just go ahead, James.
I move to authorize the borough manager to issue a change order number one to EPS Consulting Engineers for change conditions to the power plant and substation SCADA system project. Change order number one includes an additional contract increase in the total amount of $28,541.60 to be paid from the State of Alaska DCCED grant associated with this project.
Second.
Been moved and seconded.
Honorable Mayor, members of the Assembly, we received a grant for $85,000 from DCCED for the power plant and substation SCADA system upgrades. The original award was for $50,661 for the design and upgrade. EPS completed their original scope of work, and we then asked them, because we had a balance remaining on the grant, to incorporate two other items. The total cost of those items is $28,541.60. We would still be within our grant of $85,000 by about $7,000.
Wonderful.
Sounds good.
Perfect. Okay, any other discussion? Roll vote, please.
Assembly members Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
And Mayor McConaughey?
Yes. Okay, item 14, attorney file, we have none. Item 15, executive session, we have none. And item 16, adjournment. I will adjourn this regular assembly meeting at 7:20. Right.
Wow. God, you did good.
You're gone.
Nice. Start.